Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Bring us in, babe.
Welcome to
Coco Caliente. Yeah, welcome to another episode. I feel like I don't know what to talk about. That's what I feel like today.
Today is going to be just a very conversational conversation.
It's a conversational conversation. That sounds about right. Anyways, I got my first facial today.
Yes, you did. So I've been going to this place for quite a while, I guess. And it's like, Victor, I would always make someone drive with me because it's pretty far and I don't really like to drive 2 hours by myself and I'm not really good at city driving. So Victor has gone with me there a couple times. We actually podcasted there before with like the owner, but, he got his first facial today, Victor. And how was it?
Well, let's rewind a little bit because Nicole told me that when you first get there, you don't just go to do whatever you're going to do. It's a professional service and they're doctors that, that run the place. Mm-hmm. And then they have also, you know, their tech people and their professionals or whatever. So you don't just go in there and ask to get something done.
Right.
They do a consult with you and tell you, you know, what you're eligible for based on your skin type. Cause not everybody qualifies to do everything that they have there.
Right.
So in this consult, they do a complete scan of your skin. They take a bunch of photos with some software that they have and it pulls out and it tells you like the texture of your skin and how you basically it shows you
damage from since you've been zero.
Yeah, it shows you
born to now.
Yeah, so and then it compares you to other people in your age group and demographic and tells you how your texture compares to theirs, sun damage,
pores, wrinkles,
all this stuff.
And on our way there I was like, oh, yeah, you're going to find out your, like, real skin age. And for me, when I'm, like, sitting there thinking from their point of view, I'm like, there's no way, like, that somebody's skin age would actually be younger than what they are because, right, that wouldn't be good for their service. So I'm thinking this machine is just, like, you know, always putting people up several years. And so I'm like, well,
because of Nicole's experience, because in the past, she's always been 30 or 31, 30,
yeah.
30, somewhere. And, you know, she's not 30, obviously, but that's been her thing. She's like, dang it, you know, they say my skin is that. But it has to be rigged. It has to be set up so they make money, right? Mm-hmm. So they go. And so it was like a running joke as we're heading down there that mine's going to be younger. But I don't know, right? I have no idea. But she just knows that I have pretty good skin, right?
Like,
you'd say?
You have very, very good skin, but you have quite a few wrinkles around your eyes. So I was like, there's no way that like a 29-year-old is supposed to have those.
So then I go and they ask you questions and then they take pictures of your face through this machine that puts it in a software and does all that. And my age is 26.
My skin age is
26.
So annoying.
And I turned 30 this year and I have the skin of a 26-year-old.
Yeah, he has such great skin, you guys.
I was very happy. But she did say, given my Latino complexion, even though I'm on the lighter side of this, is I'm not really dark. I have a little tan on me, especially when it gets to the summertime. But my skin in and of itself has the pigments in them to protect my skin, right? And that's why I get tan. So the darker you are, the less your skin has to constantly work, right? And therefore it doesn't age as fast.
Right. And she, what'd she say about me? I age the fastest.
Yeah. And so, and that's what I'm getting at. So somebody, for example, like Nicole, that's very, you know, lighter skin, if you get sun on your face or on your skin or whatever, it makes it red and it causes the blood vessels to be working overtime to get blood to that area to kind of repair that skin. And so it's a constant cycle for your skin your whole life. Mm-hmm. And therefore it'll age faster.
Yeah. I'm just naturally supposed to be aging faster than everyone. But yeah, so I put in a lot of work and today it did say I was 30, which I'm almost 29. So I'm fine with it. Cause I feel like it said that like the past, like, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
So I think it's getting a little better.
Yeah. And like the way she explained it, she's like, some people think, for example, Gordon Ramsay is in his 60s, you know, just from the way his skin is. And in fact, he's not, he's only 54, but just by looking,
I have to Google who that is.
The chef, Gordon Ramsay.
Hmm.
The one that yells at people and criticizes a lot. And that's like his thing, being mean, Hell's Kitchen.
Okay. Oh, I see. So yeah. She used him as an example where he looks older than he is because he has sensitive skin.
Exactly. Sensitive and light skin. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Yeah, he looks older.
Yeah, he does look older, and he's only 54.
What's weird, though, is my parents look so young. Ugh. And I don't get it.
Well, I mean,
I still think I look young.
I would say that the way your skin looks is only one part of making you look young.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I feel like that's just, I mean, it's a big one, but I think it's only one part of the whole thing.
Because they zoom into your skin, like under the layers from what you can even see on my skin.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're counting all the times I went to the tanning bed when I was in my, like, you know, prom days and stuff. Yeah. And that's all like coming out still. It just kills me.
She zoomed in on my nose and she's like, you have like no blackheads.
No, your pores are so tiny. And she's like, also, you know, I hope that your babies get his skin. I'm like, yeah, no crap. Okay. I hope so too.
Yeah. No, it was one of those things where it made me feel good. And then when she was, recommending treatments for me, cause I just went in to get a facial cause Nicole had got me a gift card.
Yeah, I did.
And I got this Oxygen View, something like
he
that facial.
He didn't even need like the basic HydraFacial, which is like what I get. Cause she's like, you don't even have anything in your pores to clean out. I'm like, what? Who doesn't have anything in their pores to clean out? It annoyed me so much. Like, I'm really happy for you and your skin, but
thank
he's
you.
Just like sitting there beaming and like looking at me like, hee hee hee.
No, not hee hee hee. I wasn't hee hee heeing anywhere. I was just smiling.
She's like, what do you use on your face for skincare? He's like, I just use body lotion on my face and I use like this one face wash, but I just like used to use a bar of soap. And I'm like, oh, I'm so annoyed right now. I'm so annoyed. I use like a 20-step skin regimen. And then she told me, you might be like over masking. No, you cannot over mask people. You can mask every single day. Trust me. Anyways, it was quite an experience. I love the girl that I have there. And mine was really good. They gave me a pregnancy facial.
That's awesome. How was that?
It was really good.
Do you know what it does? What they do different or anything like that?
No, I think it's just everything that's gentle that they can do.
Okay.
But they could do a lot of stuff still.
I got this Oxygen View facial, and basically they put this like cream on my skin, and that cream is supposed to suck out like the oxygen out of my skin and put it to the surface, and it'll kind of like bubble and fizz.
Interesting.
And then she's like rubbing this other thing on my face. I don't know.
Oxygenao, I think is what
Oxygenao or whatever the heck it was. I mean, it was, cool. She said you're supposed to feel heat spots, but not burning. I felt fine. And then she did an extraction, which it only took her like a few minutes, but it was, I never get extractions done. I think the only person that's done them is you, and they hurt like hell. it wasn't too bad, but I mean, it was not the most enjoyable.
Yeah, I got that done as well.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I was happy. I was happy overall. My skin felt really good afterwards. It still feels good now. Mm-hmm. And, I don't think it's something I'll do all the time though.
No, but I think when I bought it for you, you were wanting like a facial.
Yes. I do like facials though. Like I've never gotten like a professional facial.
So was
facial.
Yours like where you had like a bunch of creams and like would like massage your face a lot? Because mine was like cream after cream, like massaging. And like,
she didn't massage. I think she massaged twice. One while she was cleansing at the end, at the beginning and at the end. Mm-hmm. You know, like in between after everything. And there was like creams that she put on in between and put them in and all, but...
yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, it's, I mean, that's a very, like, that's like the most professional skin place I've ever been to.
It's so bougie, and we're not bougie. It's like, I don't even know how we, like, ended up there, but.
Yeah, one of the facials they had was, like, $600.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh. The cheapest one, I think, was $125.
I don't think that was a facial. I think that was something else.
And like the basic facials are like $195.
Yeah, that's what yours was today. Just so crazy.
Yeah, I think that's, I don't know. Whatever.
I think we just don't really have a skincare place that's closer.
We don't, but okay, it is to their credit though. They have some crazy before and after pictures with people that had like really bad acne or like a lot of scars on their face or sun damage or whatever, and they're able to turn them around.
And I trust them fully. Like, so that's kind of like if I'm going to go get something done, like a facial, like my skin, I'm very protective over. I trust them. Like, I really trust my lady. And so it's like, I'll pay as long as it's safe. Like, and it's, they have a lot of practice. They know what they're doing. And they also do like the injections and stuff, which I've never done or anything, but I mean, they do every freaking thing.
They do.
So she's like, they do things from like tiptoeing in the water into jumping in the pool. And I feel like I'm tiptoeing still after 3 years. I'm like, what's the most like basic, safest thing that doesn't hurt? Basically, I'm paying them to massage my face.
This episode is brought to you by Dipsy. Need to unwind after a long day of Zoom calls? Looking for some new self-care ideas? Or maybe you're just looking for a way to get out of a funk and start feeling like yourself again. Reset and reconnect with yourself with Dipsy.
Dipsy is an audio app full of short, sexy stories designed to turn you on. Each Dipsy story features characters that feel like real people in immersive scenarios, so you feel like you're right there. Dipsy also has wellness sessions to help you learn more about yourself and bedtime stories and soundscapes to help you relax before you drift off.
And for listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/coco. That's a 30-day free trial when you go to Dipsy, D-I-P-S-E-A, stories.com/coco. dipsystories.com/coco. This is the second day now that Nicole had to take a 2-hour drive because it's 2 hours from us. What were you doing yesterday?
Oh my gosh, I was looking for a wedding dress to buy off the rack.
So today would be Thursday the 25th when this comes out, and you still don't have a wedding dress.
No, and I'm sickened by it. I'm panic eating and I'm breaking out and I'm... Oh my gosh, last night I woke up in my sleep punching you.
Nicole's been telling me lately that she's been waking up in the middle of the night basically assaulting me in my sleep because she's having a panic attack.
So what?
And I don't ever remember this. I think I just wake up with headaches.
No, so...
I'm going to wake up with a black eye one of these days and be like, what the heck happened?
Well, that's a story for another day, I think, too. That's like pretty interesting, but it's weird. I panic sometimes when I'm sleeping, and this is only probably my second one from Big Brother since getting off the show, and I think it's the wedding dress thing because they've both been like since that, and I like in my sleep I feel like I'm dying and my heart's racing, and so my heart is actually doing that in the real world, and I can't breathe, and so I wake up and like I think my mind wakes up before my body, and so like as a panic mechanism I like throw my arms everywhere.
She aims at my face. She aims at my face with a fist and strikes repeatedly until she wakes herself up.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't understand how that works. I don't wake up and I don't have any recollection of this, but she wakes up and then she's like, oh my God, I've just punched Victor like 4 times. And then she's fine.
I need help. It's whoever.
And then she wakes up and then she's fine when she realizes she's assaulting me. So I'm happy I can help in that way.
So when we went shopping yesterday, it was just me and my mom.
Without getting into too much detail, What happened originally was Nicole was going to get a dress from somewhere.
Yeah.
That someplace. And
they were designing, and I did get that dress.
She got said dress.
It just doesn't fit me in any capacity.
And it doesn't look how she wanted it to look.
Well, no, it literally doesn't. Even if it just doesn't fit. It's way too big. The torso's, like, there's a lot wrong with the size portion. Like, it doesn't fit my body.
Uh-huh.
So even if I wanted to get this altered and make it fit, I feel like that would take, like, a month. And we don't have that.
And you don't even like what it looks like either.
No.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. So all around, it wouldn't even matter if it did fit, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, if it did fit, then I think it'd look a lot better. But it's just still not what I had envisioned. So now we are freaking looking last minute for a dress. And we've been engaged for like, 2 years? And I could have had all the time in the world to get a dress. I just really trusted this process that we were doing. And then last minute, it just like, oh my gosh. I send it to my mom just like, she's like, oh my God, what do we do? What do we do? I'm like, what do we do? And so here we are. We're going shopping again on Saturday. But I did find a dress when we went shopping yesterday.
A backup
because it was very, very affordable. And
you liked it.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it, actually. But it was it fit me perfectly. And I'll be like 3 more weeks pregnant then. So I just don't even know if I can zip it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're in a better spot than we were before.
We have a backup. That is true. And I mean, obviously, I'm kind of out of the loop on this stuff because I just hear what's going on, but I haven't seen it, right? Even the one she's not going to wear, the back, I haven't seen
it. I can show you that one now, honey.
No, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it until the end, until we come back.
Okay.
And we're married and yada, yada, yada.
Okay. I mean, guys have it so easy. Just like, I'm wearing a tux.
And I'm not even, I didn't even buy the tux. I'm renting the tux. I don't know.
So I'll be honest. When I first went wedding dress shopping, I like loved everything and I felt like I looked pretty good in everything. And now with this baby bump, like, oh my God, I have to completely pick a different style than what I was going for. It's crazy, right?
What if you cut out a little circle and then you just have your belly exposed?
Yeah, you could.
And do like a new, that'd be like a new style of dresses.
I would love to see what the magazines say about that.
Where it's like, oh, hey, look, this is my baby. This is how I look. Accept it. What?
Right.
You know what I mean? And what would they say?
Yeah.
It's beautiful. That's what they would say.
And yeah, so that's where I am. But... I'm not doing that, by the way.
Nicole's keeping it together as best she can, but she's a little freaked out. But then at the same time, you got to think about what. So we're going to be leaving to Florida
on the 10th,
and that's,
or maybe actually before the 10th. We have a couple flights. We're trying to figure some things out with. We don't know for sure when we're going, but I think we will be down there by then.
Yeah, exactly. So
maybe before.
We're getting married in a few weeks is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
And so everything's like coming down all at once to get everything squared away so we can go off and get married finally.
We have our appointment next week to figure out the gender of our baby, but we're not going to know. So that's like really exciting and it's big. And we're doing that the day after our wedding. So it's like...
The gender reveal.
It's like two huge things back to back. I'm like, am I ready for this? Oh my gosh. I don't know. I'm just, it's a lot.
All I know is whenever it's all said and done in Florida and we come back here, it'll be a nice sigh of relief to have all that done. We're married. We know the gender of our baby and we can start working on the stuff that we want to work on here without having the stress that.
That'll be so nice. And, like, when we're planning this wedding, this destination wedding, it's technically destination,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, technically, yeah.
So it's like a welcome bags, welcome party, rehearsal dinner, a rehearsal, the wedding day, and then gender reveal. Do you know how many, like, bachelorette party, bachelor party. Do you know how many things that this takes to come together? It's insane. Like feeding everyone 5 freaking times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, oh my gosh, like we have to cut it off at some point.
Yeah.
I'm going to be so ready. I feel like after the wedding to be like, all right, I'm going by myself to this pool. Everyone just leave me the hell alone.
I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to see anybody. I just want to sit here with my sun hat and just relax with my virgin daiquiri.
Yes. I'm going to be drinking a lot of virgin pretty drinks. I told Victor, you're going to be buying those for me.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy freaking strawberry juice and freeze it.
Oh, jeez.
And just be pouring that into a glass for you.
Victor, you can't pay the $5 virgin daiquiri price.
I don't know. It probably is $5, but $5 would be the same price as less than $5 for the jug.
Just one a day. That's
no,
all
you're
I
fine.
Want.
I don't care. One a I'm day. Just saying. I'm just
I
saying.
I understand. It can get pricey.
Yeah.
But your beers and stuff don't matter because there's alcohol in them. You're biased.
Oh, man. You know what's funny? Nicole and I were driving home.
Oh, gosh.
And we started, well, one, Nicole's weird. Let's just start with that. She's just, if you guys saw her, oh, that's one thing that we talked about. If you saw Nicole in her normal safe environment, when I say safe, like free of judgment environment,
yeah,
she's more weird than you would ever see her be on like a Big Brother show or something like that.
Oh, for sure.
And it's hilarious. Sometimes it's weird, like scary weird.
Yeah, he's like, did you take like your medicine today? I'm thinking, what the hell kind of medicine do you think I'm on? Like, I don't change medicine to change my behavior.
I don't know.
What I said was, you know how some people kind of like act weird for the camera or act insane for the camera?
Yeah, like they turn on.
And I turn off for the camera. Mm-hmm. Like I just want to just, because I said to him, I am super weird and I kind of wish I could share that with the world in a way where it felt authentic. Because if someone was videotaping me right now, I'd be like, cause if I was watching someone, I'd be like, oh my God, they're like
weird.
Putting on a show for the camera, like
it's
attention
so
seeker.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm just like really weird. And so I can do that in the car with just Victor because he knows like, she's doing this for me. Like this is her. This is her. She's doing it for herself. So, yeah, I just wish I could kind of share that with you because I am kind of weird, but I think it's entertaining.
It is very entertaining.
Yeah,
I will admit to that. But yeah, it's hard because how can you be that authentic without making it seem like, you know what I mean?
You can't.
Because even when somebody is recording themselves, mm-hmm. you know you're recording yourself.
Yeah.
So it's hard to even be authentic because you know you're being recorded.
Exactly. The only way that could happen is like if there was hidden cameras
somewhere. Yeah, or like the security camera here in our house.
Yeah,
you know,
there's like hidden cameras and I didn't know about the hidden cameras and someone just like recorded and caught it, I guess, because... Yeah, I can tell when someone's playing for the camera and someone's not, I think. And so I just don't want to ever come off as that.
You know what really irks my nerves? So I love watching prank videos.
Yeah.
But there's prank videos all over social media that are mm-hmm. like staged pranks where the person...
You and I are like always constantly dissecting like they had to know.
Yeah.
Like there's no... Or
the way they're reacting to it. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? It's like they knew.
I follow this couple's account on Instagram and... She posts like at least one a day, a prank, and I'm just like, there's no way that
they don't do this together.
And her husband can't know, like, okay, she needs to make content, so this has to be
pranked.
A prank.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
So I just feel like you'd catch on, and you just, I think it's really funny when the, like, if I'm looking at you, like, I, like shut off the camera type thing mm-hmm. instead of like, yeah, film this, you know? Anyways.
Yeah. No, I get it. I don't know. We kind of went off topic there, but I just, that's just something that I see or like people that do like magic tricks, but the person already knows like the magic trick, you know, and they're just kind of playing along.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's almost the same as like if somebody's doing like a basketball move. Right? And they're trying to show him the basketball move. So the person, oh, he faked me this way. So, oh, I got faked. Oh, that's such a good basketball move or soccer move. It's like, well, somebody was playing real defense. That wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's just, I don't know what it is with that stuff. And that's really off topic. But what I was going to say is we were driving and we started talking about the stuff. We started talking about college
mm-hmm.
and the stuff we used to eat in college.
Yeah.
And it was so... I don't know. I had like a vivid picture of what I had in college in the cafeteria. So I started asking Nicole and I was like, wait, let's save this for the podcast because this is a good nostalgic moment.
I got so chubby in the school cafeteria.
Freshman 15?
I don't, so I didn't gain the 15, but I looked like I gained the 15 because I'm 5'1".
Do you remember how much you gained?
The most I think I ever weighed in college was probably 115.
115?
And I graduated, but I was very muscly and like fit. So my 108, 110 in high school was like muscle.
Got it.
In college, that all turned to not muscle.
Oh.
So I think that weighs more. I'd have, so to get to 118 and lose muscle, right? That's actually quite a bit of weight, I think.
Yeah. Well, and you could tell.
It's not just like 10 pounds. It's like 10 pounds or like not even 10 pounds, but like 7 pounds. But it's.
You could tell. I mean, people that look at your first Big Brother photos, that was you just getting out of college, right? So your cheeks were like chubbier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
totally.
Opposed to like the last time or the last two times that you did it, mm-hmm. where you were like.
That's also just like being young when you have just like. I had that round face where no matter what.
Chubby cheeks?
Yes.
But not so much in high school. High school, you didn't have it that much.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I guess you're right.
I think it's that college, you know, and we were talking about how bad the college food was.
You don't take care of yourself.
But it was good. You know what I mean? It's like bad, good food.
Oh, my gosh.
So what did your cafeteria look like?
So first off, did you have the where you could just like eat whatever you wanted? Like you could just go in the
cafeteria? I'll tell you. Go ahead. I just want to know kind of what you guys had.
What kind of food?
Yeah, like how was your cafeteria set up? Okay. What'd they have? The station?
They called it the RFOC, which was like a really weird thing to call it. Like I'm going to the FOC, but it was like food on campus. Okay, so FOC, which I think they changed the name of that now. And
I think that's what ours was called too, the RFOC.
Yeah. Was it? That's so weird.
Yeah.
So you walk in and there's like several freaking stations from burgers. There's like five dinner stations right when you walk in. Then you can go to the left and you can do stir fry every night. A salad bar is there every night. Soup bar.
Do they have a sandwich station?
Sandwich station. That's always consistent. So like at worst case scenario, you can have stir fry.
Uh-huh.
And then the other stations change every day. And I'd say that's about it.
I think we had almost the same thing as you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to say some stuff and you're going to probably agree. You always had cereal out.
Yes.
There was always cereal and milk, right? And they had like five or six different types of cereal.
Mm-hmm.
And you pull down the little handle and the cereal comes out. Or you push the button and the milk comes out.
Yeah. Oh, no. We had, I think the milk was in like pourers thing.
Oh, our things were in, they were in big plastic bags that they put into a machine type of deal. And then you pull it or push it or whatever and the milk
safer.
Comes out.
That might be how it was.
And then we always had pizza. They always had pizza, like a pizza station, so they always had pizza.
I don't think we did. We had Papa John's on campus that you could use your money towards right next to it. So I don't think we always had pizza.
Yeah, we always had pizza right there. We always had burgers.
Always
had burgers. And like they said, when you go in the station, all the way to the left had like the hot meals of the day.
Yeah.
There's like two different things that you can pick from.
Uh-huh.
And we always had sandwiches. We always had salads. And you knew what days so the food was coming. Like, you'd look at the menu for the next day or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I was always, like, so excited. Because, you know, I love food. And I'm like, this is so awesome. And me and Mariah were like, okay, we're only going to go twice today. And it's twice all you can eat. Okay? Every single day. You know what that does to your body?
You can go twice a day?
So we had like...
What meal package did you have?
We had unlimited. I think I had...
Yeah, so did we. We had unlimited. It's so bad.
No, actually, I don't think I had unlimited. I think I had 10 or 14 times a week, but I went home on the weekends.
So 2 times a day?
Yeah, probably.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, if it was 10. Yeah. 5 days out of the week.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, we had...
But we ate Papa John's all the time.
Oh, we had a Chick-fil-A on campus and a Subway, and you can use that towards your stuff as well.
Yeah, we had a Papa John's, a Starbucks. We had this really great salad station place. We had a sub plate, Quiznos. But I was just, as the first time I ever had Starbucks, it was the first time I ever was just like allowed to. Buffets are always my thing, right?
Yeah.
So it was bad. Every day I got stir fry. Because I consider that healthy.
Uh-huh.
Stir fry and a salad from the salad bar, which included cottage cheese, noodle salads, all that stuff that I love, plus an entree.
Mm-hmm.
So that got real bad.
The crazy part about the cafeteria is, in essence, if you wanted to, you could eat healthy.
right? Really, though?
Yeah, because they have salads there. They have soups there. They have sandwiches there.
I did eat salads every day.
But you know what I mean, though? Like, in actuality, but, you know, especially as a younger...
No, I mean,
you're in your, 18, 19, whatever. And mm-hmm. in reality... having that discipline to be like, I ain't gonna eat that other stuff. It's like, come on, there's pizza there.
It's free.
Right? It's already paid for.
Yeah, it's already paid for. It's like, yeah.
Well, I even had that. So when I did track and field. And so when I got the scholarship for that, it was paid housing and it was paid meal
That's
plan,
awesome.
Unlimited meal plan.
That's
so
awesome.
I'd be there all the time just chowing away.
Mm-hmm.
But I was training so much that it didn't matter. But then you stop training like that and you keep eating the same. It could get really bad.
Yeah, so
really
I didn't I didn't drop the weight until I think after my first time on Big Brother, the weight that I gained from...
College.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it
it's okay.
Weird.
I'll be honest. College was the best time of my life.
It was a lot of fun.
It was not better than now, but when I look back on it.
Oh, absolutely.
I regret nothing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just we weren't big partiers or anything, but I just I ate at the cafeteria and I lived on campus and I lived in the library.
Immersed in the college experience.
It was so awesome. Yeah, I wouldn't change a thing.
It's kind of crazy though. If you think about the concept of college now being this age, it's
mm-hmm.
you let a bunch of irresponsible, essentially,
it's
for the most part.
Much fun.
Irresponsible teen to mm-hmm. 20, early 20-year-olds live on their own with their friends.
And they're being watched by someone their age.
Yeah, exactly. I was an RA.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I cared to get people in trouble? I mean, there was some people that cared to get some other people in trouble, but I didn't care to get anybody in trouble.
Okay, if you were my RA, that's a joke. I could see being your RA, but that is not cool.
I was definitely an RA. I was definitely... one of the persons, the RA, that would get invited to the parties.
Oh.
You know, I'd be like, oh, if you guys beat me in beer pong, I'm going to freaking write you up. Ah, ha, ha. Everybody
oh,
laughs.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
It's so fun. Now, with COVID going on, though, they can't even live on campus or have that experience.
I honestly feel really bad for the COVID college kids or kids going into college now or graduating high school and all that stuff because...
it's different.
It's a completely different experience. I mean,
they'll probably all save money though, so that's a plus.
Yeah,
because that housing and food is expensive.
Yeah, it's just not the same. And
no.
I mean, and also, so some people say, you know, college isn't for everybody, and that I believe that's true. But
mm-hmm.
even if you don't think college is for you when you go to college, right? Even if that might not be your track, there's so much to be learned there. Right, about yourself. You're finally in a space where you can think for yourself, and it's like, you know what, maybe I want to do this in my life or do that, mm-hmm. or I learn things that I like. You meet other people that you wouldn't otherwise meet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have all these
for
experiences that can change your life in such a positive way,
mm-hmm.
which otherwise you wouldn't have if you just stayed in your hometown. That's another thing I think about college, which is a complete off-topic thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, you wanted to talk about Britney Spears.
Yeah, have you guys seen the documentary on, where did I watch it, Hulu?
No, I have not, and some people may not have. So tell me, I have a general idea because I saw the previews of what it's about, but what's it about?
Okay, so it's about, Britney is not involved in the documentary at all, nor is any of her family. They all declined.
Mm-hmm.
Not that Britney could actually decline for herself because she does not have the rights over her own body or her decisions. So what I learned basically is the media just really, it's about the media kind of ruining Britney Spears and how she started out super, super young and the media was like, oh my God, like she's this awesome, you know, girl. Everyone idolizes her, mm-hmm. wants to be like her. And that was awesome. So they kind of gave her that whole persona.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a very sweet girl. Everyone that worked with her was she's super, super sweet. And she was very cognitive of her performances. She knew what she wanted. She didn't just get told what to do. She was like, nah, I don't really like that. I want to do this. So, she was very in tune with her brand and what she wanted to show. And I kind of forget about what exactly the age was, but you know remember when she shaved her head?
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of, that was before mental health was discussed and talked about. And she was so she was so much covered by the paparazzis. She felt like she couldn't breathe. She used to be super sweet to them, but they got to where they were touching her, pulling on her. So she actually shaved her head because she didn't want them to see her as like a hot female figure is what I got from it.
Oh, got it.
So it wasn't her necessarily. Yeah, she had like a mental like, okay, I need a break.
That was her attempt to get them away from her.
To get away from me. Like, don't touch me. Don't touch me. I'm shaving my head because I don't even want you to look in my direction. I don't want you to touch me. Like, quit making me like a sex figure is kind of like what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a really interesting outlook there. And then after that all happened, her dad was able to take...
Guardianship?
Yeah, but I freaking forget the main word, which is terrible. It starts with a C, I think.
I don't know. But
she said that, okay, if anyone has to take, like, guardianship of me, I don't want it to be my dad. What does the judge do? Gives it to her dad.
Oh, so she didn't want it to be her dad.
No.
Did she not have a good relationship with him?
They didn't really have a great relationship. Oh. She's really close with her mom, and her mom seemed to be super sweet throughout everything.
But why didn't her mom get the...
I don't know. It didn't explain. It didn't explain, like...
Like a...
Why like her...
Custody ship her or
something
like that.
Her mom couldn't get... anyways, it just seemed...
So okay. So to explain that, he has control of all her decisions and all her assets and everything. Medically as well, right?
Medically as well. So when she stopped her... She stopped doing her show in Vegas, they believe that, like, her dad checked her into a facility for her mental health, and, like, she had no ability to say no. She has to take the medication she's given. She has to...
That's eerily like the movie that we saw, which is I Care, right? I think this is what it's called, I Care, because I care a lot. That's on Netflix.
Which was a terrible ending. Not ending, but just like the second half of the movie. Anyways,
basically how the system is flawed to where people can get guardianship over you. Like, you can become a ward of the state, especially if they think that you can't take care of yourself. And there's communities of people like the guardianship people, the doctors, the homes, like the facilities that these elderly people get put in. Like, they all kind of, and it sounds weird and it sounds like a conspiracy, but I saw a documentary on it. And it's pretty crazy.
It was just... So, anyways, this whole Free Britney movement thing, it's kind of like... It's weird, but she's actually... In this documentary, it seems like she wants us to continue hashtagging Free Britney.
Mm-hmm.
She wants help. That's what it seemed like. And, like, I'm...
Is she on social media saying anything about it?
Okay, so she's on Instagram, and her fans dissect everything she posts.
Uh-huh.
And I think her posts have to be approved, they said.
Oh, so she has to, like, she codes them?
So, like, hidden messages and weird things. And so she posted this Scrabble board, like, a couple days ago, and everyone's been dissecting that. But she is on social media on Instagram, and that's, like, where... That's where people have gotten hints from.
Does he still have this power over her legally?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's just so crazy because she's like, I don't know.
And she has a relationship, and I just like wonder how that all works, and just knowing that she has to get everything approved, spending her own money.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy to me. And her sons, she has two sons, and I just feel really bad. I didn't even mention them hardly at all, but... It, like, she doesn't have custody of them, so, and I haven't seen them in, I used to see them in her Instagram posts a couple years ago, but I don't anymore, so I have no idea.
That's crazy. I gotta watch it.
I really want her to do her own documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Like her own story.
But you know that'll never happen until probably her dad passes or something like that, so it'd be years.
Yeah.
You know, and then it'll be like Britney Uncovered. Mock my words, I'm telling you.
And it just shows, like, in interviews, it's really sad, like, how people used to, what they used to say to her and about her, and just because she was a woman, and just, like, always since she's been, like, the age of 5 years old in Mickey Mouse Clubhouse or whatever it was, like, do you have a boyfriend or do you, you know, just always, and it kind of like talked about how Justin Timberlake totally let her look bad in the media and make it look like she cheated on him when really that's not true. Like, it just made you feel like, oh my God, this is, the media did this to her so long ago and she couldn't do anything about it. There's nothing that she could do. They can write whatever the heck they want about her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where she's at. So
yeah, that sucks.
Anyways,
well, hopefully
you guys should definitely watch it.
Yeah, I have to.
It's so interesting. And I was a huge Britney fan growing up. And now it just makes me feel so sad because she was so young when all this happened.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. Switching topics to maybe a more interesting thing or different, more happier, lighter mood. Do you have a weird or normal for us today?
I do.
Okay,
go ahead. Is it weird or normal to...
Wait. Weird.
Or...
Normal.
Is it weird or normal to want to hang out with your, like, dogs and cats while you're going to the bathroom?
That's weird. I don't know. That's just me. But Nicole's...
I'm just wondering.
Nicole's wondering for a friend herself because she...
Don't tell details.
She goes to the restroom and she calls the dogs.
No, I don't.
And the dogs will come into the restroom and chill. And if you walk into the restroom, she'll have them on her lap.
No.
And she'll be petting the other one that's sitting on the ground.
That's not true.
No, she's just that. Nicole's red as a... I don't know. She's just red. She's red as a hot tamale right now.
I'm not embarrassed.
I'm just saying. I
don't do that, so I'm not embarrassed. Shut up.
Oh, it's so cute. It is, but it's weird. It's cute, but it's weird.
And it's relaxing.
I'm sure you're not the only one that does it. I'm almost 100% positive. Guys, make her feel better and let us know
I will tell you if you're like constipated at all. Which I'm not either.
She does. This is information that she's getting from a friend. Her friend gets constipated.
Because sometimes pregnant people get constipated, I heard.
She has a pregnant friend.
And that, like, animals are kind of, like, soothing, right? So it's kind of like therapy. So it works, I heard. And you don't think about it.
Oh.
Try it.
Yeah. Let us know. Maybe Nicole will try it one day.
Maybe I will. Maybe I'll let you guys know how it works.
Oh, man. Well, thank you guys so much.
You have a Spanish word of the day for me?
I do not. You want me to?
Yes.
I can come up with one if you want me to.
Yes, you can come up with one.
Okay. The Spanish word of the day is vela.
Veil, wedding veil.
No.
Wedding dress.
It has nothing to do with wedding. Vela.
Oh, that sounds like flower.
Mmm. You're not close.
Mm. Cheese.
No. You can see, from where you're sitting, you can see it.
Candle.
Yes.
I get a vela box.
You do? Oh, that's what it's called?
Yes, but I say vela.
Vela. Vela.
Oh my gosh, I'm an idiot.
And I was just looking at this candle when you asked me to do a weird normal that we have lit next to us, which I picked out, by the way, and smells amazing.
It does. It smells real good.
Nicole got this weird candle from Frank and Moose when we went the other day.
It's behind you.
Yeah, it looks like it was, I don't know. It looks like when they made it, they like pulled it out a little bit because it's
like
wax.
Dripped.
Yeah, like it dripped or like they ruffled it out. Yeah. A little bit with their hands while it was
very
still
textured.
When it hadn't hardened. Yeah, and it gave it like a wavy texture effect all around
kinda
the sides
like
of it.
It kind of looks like a frosted cake that's not like perfectly smooth.
Yes, that's a really good description of it. Mm-hmm. It looks like a frosted cake that hasn't been smoothed. Good job, Victor, for thinking that.
I'm excited to burn it.
Yeah, and it didn't come with a holder thing, so Nicole found like a little pan to put it in, but it's like a small little vintagey
pan.
Like dainty pan thing.
It's cute.
It is really cute.
But thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate you guys. We love you so much. And you can show love also by...
You got it.
I forget. I'm just kidding.
Rate, review,
and subscribing on Apple Podcasts, which is a little purple app you can find on your phone. And if not, you can like probably leave reviews elsewhere. I'm not really sure. But please make them nice. And Victor, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You can listen to
us. We have new
us.
Merchandise on www.cococalientepodcast.com. It's super cute. And it goes, donation of it goes to 100% proceeds of the animal things go to animal rescue. So mm-hmm. if you like a cat shirt, buy it. And what else, Vic?
You can listen.
You can listen to us on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Apple Podcasts.
And on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget to follow
us. And don't forget to follow us at Coco Caliente Pod on Twitter, which Twitter sucks, and Coco Caliente Podcast on Instagram. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
If you want to be the most interesting person at the cocktail party, well, hop on over and listen to the Brain Candy Podcast.
Our award-winning content will have you laughing whilst you're learning.
We read all the best articles, books, and studies and keep up with new TV shows, documentaries, and pop culture, then cram it all into two shows a week.
Conspiracy theories, cannibal rabbits, unsolved mysteries, the history of the Walkman. There's something for everyone.
The Brain Candy Podcast. Find our link in the show notes.
Or simply search for the Brain Candy Podcast on your podcast app.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.